Cocky Monster says, I have attached some pictures of bids with phone numbers from an auction held at my son's school this weekend. Hey,
hello?
Hey, Brandy. This is Roy from the elementary. I'm a parent volunteer.
Yes.
Totally unaffiliated with anything in the school. I just, I'm calling about this auction thing you filled out for the Let's Go Rangers.
Okay.
You know, you filled out this auction and you put your phone number and you wrote down $5.
Uh-huh.
And then you stole our pin. We want our pin back.
I didn't steal no pin.
Oh, yes, you did, because we have security cameras around here, and the cameras don't lie. We saw you write your name and everything, and then you just put it right in your pocket, like it's yours.
Ink pin?
Yeah, an ink pin. A blue one. See, now it's ringing a bell. You remember stealing the pin.
No, it's not ringing a bell.
Well, you know, it's not cool. You shouldn't be going around stealing pins, especially from an elementary school.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a volunteer here. Just kind of helping out around here. And we noticed...
And you're calling me to tell me that I stowed an ink pen from the school.
Yeah, you stowed it. Oh, what was it? November 5th, I think? Yeah, here and yeah, we see you put it in your pocket. You don't have to lie about it because we know you did it.
Is this some kind of prank?
No, ma'am. We don't prank
I've
here.
I've got some guy calling me saying I stole a pen from the school that they've got it on video camera.
Well, don't get mad just because you're upset you got caught. You finally got caught.
He says I've gotten caught, but I stole a blue ink pen.
Who are you talking to? It's very rude.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, hey, sir. I just needed to let you know to please control your wife. She's coming over here and stealing ink pens from little kids, and it's not cool.
Hey, and where is exactly all this taking place at?
Well, she filled out an auction thing here at the elementary school.
Where? And what city? What town? What state?
What are you talking about? Why would it be a different state than where you're at? I don't know where you are. That's where our school is. What is this? Is this some sort of a scam?
Hey, you know where I'm at? Why don't you come by here?
Why? What are you going to do, tough guy?
No, why don't you just come by here and we can talk in person?
Well, that seems silly because, you know, I got you on the phone. I'm letting you know what the problem is. Can you just stop defending your thief of a wife and have her bring the pen back?
What pen is it? Tell me what this pen looks like.
It's a blue ink pen. It's a Bic. It cost 59 cents. And we want it back.
Well, damn. Won't you report that to the police then?
Well, because they won't take it seriously because it's only 59 cents. But, you know, we're a school.
Exactly.
We're under budget.
Take the 59 cents, bro. Stick it up your ass. Bye.
Well, we don't have it because your wife stole it. What am I going to stick up my ass? Nothing?
Hello?
Hey, Melissa?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a volunteer here at the school. I was just calling about this auction form that you filled out for the Let's Go Rangers. You bid like $6 back in November.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember that?
Okay, yeah, sure.
And it looks like after you put in this bid, you stole our pin. You just took the pin with you.
No.
And I'm just calling to say not cool. They wanted me to call and let you know not cool stealing our pins like that.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a volunteer. Here, just helping out with the paperwork and stuff here at the school. And
do you know how long ago an auction was?
Yeah, it was back in November, but that doesn't make it any less of a crime to steal, you know, a Bic pin from little kids. Not cool, Melissa.
Interesting.
What's interesting about it? You think you're
is this a joke?
Your thievery is interesting now? No, it's not a joke. They really would like their pin back if you can do that, but if not, they just wanted me to let you know, not cool stealing pins.
All right, well, I'll make sure I get a box of Bic pins to them tomorrow.
No, you don't. This isn't a charity case. You don't have to just give us pins. We just want back what you stole, the one.
Okay, I'll find it.
Unless you've stolen other pins that we don't know about and you're just making up for all of that.
I've stolen a lot.
Okay, well, okay, then in that case, I guess a box would be appropriate.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well,
I think so.
Can you hurry up with that?
Can I get your last name?
Sure, it's Gerbel.
And can you spell that?
THAT. And I'll let them know, I'll mark it down here on the records, that you're going to bring a box of pins by to make up for all the pins you've stolen over the years. I'm going to write this down on the papers. Hello, Melissa? Melissa?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hey, what happened? You disappeared.
Oh, I don't know. Are we done here?
Oh, you sound like crap now.
Well, okay, that's good. Like, I've got a child in the car.
Oh, okay. What's the child's name?
None of your business.
Okay.
I don't even know who you are.
This is Roy Gerbel. I'm a volunteer. Just letting you know, bring back the pins. And,
okay.
And ma'am, you should not be stealing pins from the school. It's not cool.
I will work on that.
All right. Please, no more thievery.
Okay.
Well, have a nice day.
You too. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. So the last one we have here, it's probably a horrible idea for me to do. It's a police ride to school. Value is, I think it says really good and priceless. Why do they want to involve themselves with the police when they just stole a pin? Seems pretty fucked up.
Oh.
Hello, is Betty there?
No, she's not.
Oh, do you know when she'll be there? What's she doing? Where's she at?
She's at work right now.
Oh, where's she work at?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a volunteer here at the elementary school, and she bid on an auction thing here for a police escort to school.
All right, yeah. She won't be home till about 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7. Is it like that every night?
It's H&R Block. She's working up there.
Tax season, isn't it? Is it nice to have her out of the house? Like, do you enjoy having the time alone? Does she get on your nerves?
No, huh?
Oh, just curious. I know, I love it when mine's gone.
Do we need to pick that up, or?
Yeah, she won for $12, it looks like. But this other lady, her name is Sue, and she got angry because Betty pulled this bitch-ass move, and, like, she bid $11 after Sue had already bid $10. You know, she only bid, like, a dollar extra. She's trying to sneak it out from underneath her. So she got angry. She got angry, and she put itching powder in the shirt. So I'm just calling to let you know you can pick it up, but you may want to wash it first.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Is that the school?
Yeah. Just come to the school, pick it up. But, you know, wear gloves.
Okay.
And you know, if it's just itching powder. It's no big deal. But she should probably run it through the laundry, you know, maybe 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9 times, you know, something like that.
All right.
And also, when she bid on this, she stole our pin.
Think so.
No, she did. She signed her name. I'm looking on the security tape right now. She signs her name and her phone number, and then she looks around suspiciously, and she waits for this one lady to turn her back, and then she slips it into her purse.
Where is this at?
At the school. We were doing this, fair type thing. You know, the carnival-like.
She was up there in charge part of it.
The what?
My daughter.
Huh?
My daughter was in charge of that.
Oh, well, maybe that's who she was making sure wasn't looking on the camera.
No, I don't believe that.
What? I can't believe she would steal with her daughter's back turned like that. And, you know, just... Thanks, Cocky Monster, for sending this list in. I love to think that parent listeners are hanging out in grade schools and just covertly snapping pictures of lists of parent phone numbers. I'm forcing you guys to be creepy. It's awesome.